Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And this is part one of a new five-part series where I spoke with Dickon Bettinger and Natasha Sverdlov about what it is that is at the heart of the three principles understanding. And everything that we talk about is what we'll be talking about when we lead a four-day retreat called Silent Mind, Beautiful Feeling, the heart of the three principles. And you can find out more about that retreat by going to michaelneal.org/silent mind. So one of the things that I am particularly excited about talking to you guys about is this idea that the heart of the three principles understanding is a silent mind and a beautiful feeling. And I'm wondering if you could speak to both what that is, but also why is that the heart of the three principles?
It's my favorite topic.
Well, there you go. There's something.
I can't contain myself, so I'll jump right in. It's been delightful to discover that at any moment we can step before or beyond our personal thinking, our conceptual mind. And for me, that space that's there behind all of my thinking that's going on all the time is always silent, because there's no noise from our conceptual mind. Just presence, just ordinary. Sid would call that pure consciousness, which is just awareness free of the influence of our personal thinking. So it's just the now, free of the limitations of our own thinking, free of the limitations of our ideas and beliefs. And that whenever I see my clients touch that space, or when I fall into that space, whatever I'm feeling starts to open up. And it's a beautiful, the feeling of any feeling opening is beautiful. When I'm in my personal thinking, that feeling can contract and become very painful. So for me, it's the heart of the principles, because in that space of freedom from the influence of ideas and feeling that connects us to all of life, we find everything we're looking for: insight, motivation, inspiration, aspiration, peace, joy, love, connection, aliveness, solutions to problems, which is why Sid Banks called that space the ultimate answer. So that's why I think it's the heart. It's this.
But don't order yet, kids, because you'll also get this free set of steak knives. But it does. It has that quality of being too good to be true. It has that sound of how could there be something so simple that does all that.
Yeah.
And I'm not suggesting that it isn't, because that's my experience too. But I know that sometimes I think, nah, there's got to be more to it than that. And then I'm gone for a little while trying to figure out what that might be.
Yeah.
For you personally, how has seeing this, how has turning your attention more to the silent mind, beautiful feeling than maybe the psychological aspects of it, which we'll talk about on another episode, how has that impacted the way you live?
It's kind of like when I look in this direction, it's as if allowing seeing to complete itself. It's as if just looking in this direction, the more I've done that, the silent space, the changes that has happened in my life are smooth, they are easy, they are effortless. So the more I've been moving in this direction, the more I've just seen how things get easier. There's a sense of not making decisions anymore, which I think is wonderful. There's a sense of not being caught in my personal thinking so often. There's more quiet in my mind, and there's just much more joy. I think I laugh much more now than I ever did. It's easy, it's loving, it's meeting friends. So that's also where the wonderful feeling comes from, not from an effort, not of doing, but simply allowing this seeing to happen.
It's interesting, as I hear you say that, for me, I recognize that as what I would say the biggest stressor in my life was trying to figure out if it was this or this, if it was this way or that way. Should I be doing this or should I be doing that? Should I be thinking about this or should I be thinking about that? Should I be thinking about it this way or that way? And every time I reorient towards that space inside which the debate is happening, that silent mind inside which all the noise in my head is going on, it is amazing to me how not so much I know which of the two it is, but the whole idea that there were two seems weird and almost silly. And just a very simple, straightforward way forward emerges. And that to me is this idea of the ultimate answer, which again, we'll talk about a little bit more in a future podcast. But there is something about knowing where to look, and that knowing that where to look is that silent mind, that mind behind the thinking, that just does something for me.
Yeah. It's so ordinary. It's so available to all of us. It seems to me that, I mean, I've had so many people say, this is complicated, it's difficult, that I don't get it. And I say, okay, listen, and I'll explain to you the secret here. And they go, okay. And the moment anyone is, that's the answer. Because the moment anyone is really listening, they've temporarily stepped back from their intellect. And they've temporarily stepped back from their concepts about life. And, you know, one of the things, Michael, that I've been seeing about the conceptual mind is that every concept always has an opposite. So there's always going to be two things in front of you. So if I think, well, I'm feeling this, well, I could be feeling that. Well, I'm right here now, but in the future, I could feel better. There's always those opposites. And so a lot of people talk about we only suffer when we're caught up in the world of duality, and why so many teachers and spiritual teachers are talking about that silence is a non-dual reality. Where, it, like you said, I loved how you said it, it seems a little silly that I was so torn between these two things, because when we fall out of that, those two things fall away, and then something totally new can be created and born that we hadn't even thought of or imagined. And now I'm way more interested in the space where something totally new can come, rather than staying in the known, going back and forth between two known quantities, two known ideas, two known concepts.
That space that Dickin was talking about, that space beyond the known, is the space where miracles happen. It's the space within that I talk about in my books. It's what we experience as coming home, as Dickon and Natasha talk about in their books. As I said, we'll be talking about all this and more in our four-day retreat, Silent Mind, Beautiful Feeling. You can learn more about that at michaelneal.org/silentmind. And tomorrow, we'll be continuing our conversation talking about what I call the God problem. Until then, have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk with you soon.